Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, on the occasion of 134th birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, now we bring you a discussion on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, contributions and legacy. The participants are Dr. Devi Dayal Gautam, sociologist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Today, a grateful nation is celebrating the 134th birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar, the architect of Indian Constitution. He was also popularly known as Baba Saheb. He was a renowned jurist, economist and a social reformer. For more on this, we are now joined by sociologist Dr. Devi Dayal Gautam. Dr. Gautam, how do you view Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar's life and his struggles and his educational accomplishments?
As we all know, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar was one of the most learned person of 20th century.
Yes.
His journey and life was not that easy. Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar was born 14th April 1891 in Madhya Pradesh.
Ji.
Mahu, that is today known as Ambedkar Nagar. And he was the 14th child of his parents. And his father was Subedar in British Army. And he was only 2 years old when his father got retired. Then his family shifted back to Maharashtra, Satara. Mm-hmm. And there, the struggle journey, how started, when he was only six, he lost his mother. With his aunt, he moved to Bombay. From there, his early education started. He completed graduation from Mumbai, but he was one of the bright students of that institution, the Maharaja of Baroda, given the scholarship. That changed everything in his life. And then he joined the Columbia University, the prestigious university, Columbia. There, he completed his MA and PhD.
MA in economics?
MA in economics, mm-hmm, and PhD, mm-hmm, in economics also. Mm-hmm. He completed his PhD. But his hunger toward education was not completed there. Then he again joined another prestigious institution, London School of Economics. He went there, again started study journey. But as per bond, he returned back to India, Baroda Maharaj, because after the completing of education, he's supposed to be work with the for the Maharaja. And then he worked what he had given him, he worked there. And then again he went London School of Economics to complete his further education. In 1921, he completed again the PhD from there. In London School of Economics, bar at law from Ghana Institution, London, he completed in the law degree in 1923.
So it's amazing that we consider him as the chief architect of our constitution, but he had very strong views on economics as well. As you just mentioned, he studied economics very well. He was very much influenced by the Austrian model of economy. He also considered education as means of empowerment. Could you throw some more light on this? And more so for empowerment of women. Could you throw some light on that?
Dr. Ambedkar's philosophy is still that relevant today, mm-hmm, for the, not for the India only, that is for the world.
Universal,
that is. Mm-hmm. The educate, organize and agitate. The agitate word, quote unquote, that is not that agitation, that what the misconception about the agitation. So he's take this, the education is the one of the important thing of life. Mm-hmm. Any person, not only for the deprived, the any person for the life, that, mm-hmm, is the education is one of the important thing.
Correct.
That is give the identity, that give the self-respect. And his as a economics, as you mentioned about his economic, that his that vision, that's the one of the important institution, because he was so learned person in economics and the law, in the field of law. And obviously he was the later turn in the social reformer. But the economics today, our institutions, like the one of the important institutions, the RBI, that is founded on the basis of that his PhD idea, where he discussed in that. Then the river linking, the dam idea, the water, which was water was one of the important part of his life, the dam idea. How he created that this the nation should what how progress that was. The his vision in economy that was for the equal everyone. Mm-hmm. That was exclusive idea of economy he presented.
It's good you mentioned the idea of equality. I was coming to that. We will talk about his role in drafting India's constitution a little later, because he's known for that. Let's talk about his role as a social reformer, which you just mentioned, Dr. Gautam. How would you explain Dr. Ambedkar's role as a very important social reformer? He was an activist of a kind. He didn't like inequality How would you explain that?
Education is one of the important tools. Can we give the equal opportunity? That way he, after the, because he was so learned, he got offer from the many places like the Columbia also and London School of Economics, and he was already was working with the on that with the bond that the Vadodara Maharaj.
Yes.
But for equal right for everyone, he left that job. And his journey as a social reformer started during the study only. When he was here in 1990, he first given the representation to the Southbrook Committee for the Dalit self-representation. How that way he started. And other thing he wanted, because his first phase of life after the completing of education and when he left the job, that was the first phase is the social reformer. He was concerned about the society and he was so much in pain about the deprived classes also, okay, how their condition. Hmm. So reform, when, but his reform, like the, I will mention three, that is the water temple and the one Manu Smriti about, that the many people didn't understood about what about the his action, why his action was what about what, like the water, that was for the equal everyone. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the basic thing, the right of water, and the mandir, entry for the mandir, that was also wanted to aware the society from the deprived classes and the other society also, those who were in power in that way. So he was not a protesting against any religion. He want reform, the country of reformer. Sati to all, that is the reform. That was the one kind of institution, the social institution, they are the reform. So he was also a reformer. And the Manu Smriti also, when he won the Manu Smriti, that was his protest. Protest about some clauses which was not fitting to the society, which was not giving equal respect to the every citizen. That was his protest only. He once won that. That was the protest, but people take as a religion. Read, he was said that's one of the important things. The religion is very important part of the human life. That is the one kind of institution. Hmm. Because you can't control every time with the formal institution or law. That is the social reform, the social institution. And that is the one of the religion is the one of the important institution.
Dr. Gautam, when we talk about Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar, we know that his role in drafting India's constitution was tremendous. He was also the first law minister of independent India. Let's listen to Babasaheb Ambedkar when he was presenting the constitution in the Constituent Assembly on the 4th of November in 1948.
So far, as the ultimate goal is concerned, I think none of us need have any apprehension. None of us need have any doubt. But my fear, which I must express clearly, is this. Our difficulty, as I said, is not about the ultimate future. Our difficulty is how to make the heterogeneous mess that we have today take a decision in common and march in a cooperative way on that road which is bound to lead us to unity. Our difficulty is not with regard to the ultimate. Our difficulty is with regard to the beginning. Mr. Chairman, therefore, I like a strong, united center.
How would you explain his contribution to the Constitution in its drafting?
Dr. Ambedkar was one of the learned person in that, and he was the most suitable person everyone approached for that, and he became the chairman of that committee. And in that committee there are the 7 members, but that was the time, and the some member were not in India also present that time, and some were so aged also, so they were not able to give that much. The contribution of Dr. Ambedkar, I can say that, can take that when he draft that in constitution, the first draft when he prepared, that draft received 7,635 amendment across the India.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
From the political leaders also. Mm-hmm. And other academician, other aware citizen, they have given. And Dr. Ambedkar read all the amendment, and he accepted 2,473 in that amendment. The another thing, when we presented the parliament in the Constituent Assembly, that the parliament, that he read that 165 days that the reading goes on. The not a single day on that discussion when Dr. Ambedkar was not stood in parliament to prove his point, why this is kept.
So he had to explain everything. With proper logic.
Proper logic. And when the final day, when the constitution was presented, that day, Baba Sahab stood 25 times because he was taking not a, he was thinking that is the, today that is the, what kind of, you can take that key, how that is the Indian democracy is going. You can see the, in that time many countries got independent.
Yes.
That you can, the neighbor countries also, you can see the how, where their democracy is. But because of the constitution, that constitution what Baba Sahab given, that is our democracy is one of the vibrant democracy.
On the occasion of 134th birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the public in Hisar. Let's listen to what he said.
आज का दिन पूरे देश के लिए और खास करके दलित, पीड़ित, वंचित, शोषित उन सब के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण दिवस है. उनके जीवन में तो दूसरी दिवाली होती है. बाबा साहब का जीवन, उनका संघर्ष, उनका जीवन संदेश हमारी सरकार की 11 साल की यात्रा का प्रेरणा स्तंभ बना है. हर दिन, हर फैसला, हर नीति बाबा साहब अंबेडकर को समर्पित है.
What would you say about his life which was full of struggle? At every step he had to encounter a lot of struggle. There was some discrimination also. How do you view that? But he never stopped. He achieved great heights. As you said, he worked hard towards law, towards accomplishments in law as well as in economics. So that must have required a lot of grit, determination and hard work.
As I said earlier, when he got many opportunities, yes, he can enjoy the very better life outside. He was a nationalist. He came back here. He fought for the people. He didn't left anyone to suffering because he, whatever his struggle was, he learned from the struggle.
It toughened him.
Yes,
he was more determined, I think.
More determined. And he came back here because to fought for that other also.
For the downtrodden.
Downtrodden.
For those at the bottom of the pyramid.
His idea of that social justice today is not for that each one, that particular deprived society or Dalit society. That is the social justice for women, social justice for the laborers.
Yeah.
And the other part now, that is the today for the, that is mirror for that his philosophy, that vision is for the world, that the today human right and many institution. That is what? That is the justice, the social justice idea what he has given and that what he has learned from his experience and he want in reform in that. And today we are witnessing where our society is.
Undoubtedly, Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar is a role model for many Indians today. It's not without reason that in 1990, Baba Saheb Ambedkar was awarded India's highest civilian award, that is the Bharat Ratna, posthumously. Now let's listen in to Dr. Arun Haldar, former chairman in charge, National Commission for Scheduled Castes, on the legacy of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar.
Dr. Ambedkar was the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. And he relentlessly advocate for the social justice and marginalized communities. Presently, our Narendra Modi government circulated many various social justice. Every sector are extending social justice and democracy. Every sector. Constitutional amendment. So clear, we are landmark reforms and initiative.
The entire persona of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, we know him as a chief architect of our constitution. Thank you, Dr. Gautam, for enlightening us on the accomplishments and you threw light on the persona beyond that as well. Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, the reformer, Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, the economist. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, contributions and legacies. The participants were Dr. Devi Dayal Gautam, sociologist, and Lalima Anija Dank, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.